The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Peyton, as I watch that game against Ottawa, and I'm a fan of hockey, I love that game because I'm a fan of hockey. It was physical. It was fast. There were great saves. There were people around nets. I mean, it seems like also that's the type of game you would love to be in too, isn't it?
That's my brand of hockey. I mean, fast, hard-hitting, that's playoff hockey. That's what you strive for and what you live for. And it's a lot of fun. Those games are great. It was an awesome win.
Is it almost – have you guys developed a rivalry with that team now?
I seem to not like many of those guys over there, at least on the ice. I'm sure they're good guys off the ice. But, it's fun playing every time. You get up good and it's nice playing against.
How much adrenaline do you get when right off the bat you see Jordan Greenway throw a hit like that, a clean check like that? And, of course, in the league now, even if you throw a clean check, you got to answer for it. But he did.
Yeah.
And then before the period ends, there's a 2-on-0, and you get a great big save out of Lukanen. And so you go into the locker room still up 1-0. How much adrenaline do you get from that?
Yeah, seeing the big man fight like that, it's fantastic. I love how calm he was in that fight. You know, he's a presence out there, and that's great to see. Obviously, there's no doubt he's going to answer the bell. That's just in his identity. And for me on the bench, seeing that, that fires me up. I want to get out there and do the same thing. So and it fires the whole team up. So. And a huge save by Oopie there. That guy's been lights out with those saves, and helped us get the win.
Liddy's talked a lot about, we get the first goal, but we can't get that second one, and that time kind of gets you in trouble. Mm-hmm. It didn't even take you 30 seconds to get the second goal to start the second period. Yeah. That had to be a huge goal moving forward for the team.
Yeah, I think our mindset. It's been just, keep going, keep moving forward. You can't dwell on a shift or a play that maybe you hadn't before. And I think that was a good example of how we just kept going and stuck to it. We knew those plays were going to happen, and we got rewarded for it. It's nice to see.
Lindy talks about pucks. Just get a puck to the net. Get it rattling around. Get people there. Get them rattling around, and sometimes it'll pop out to somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
And he used the example of your when you had a 6-on-5 and Owen Power scored.
Yeah.
That's how you guys did it.
Yeah.
You look at the third goal. You look at the fourth goal. It seemed like those are both types of goals where that's what happened. I mean, are you guys concentrating on that a little bit more?
Yeah. I think it seems as though when the goalie can't see the puck, it seems to go in, right? So it seems like a pretty easy process to come up with to get into the net and having guys there. It's harder than, at times with their D boxing out. But when we do get there, get pucks there, spin off guys, that's when we score goals. And it's because the goalie can't see the puck. And, I think we got away from that in years prior, and he's really been emphasizing that each and every night. And I think, the whole goal of hockey is to score more goals than the other team, and you got to go to the net to do that.
It almost seemed to me like that may have been your best game forechecking as a team. If it wasn't, it was pretty close.
Yeah.
What was working so well for the team as you guys got in there and got on them and were forechecking?
Yeah, I think we're just getting more on the same page every single day. I think for even my line, we've got 10 games under our belt now. I think we know where we're going to be and when. There's kind of that feeling out process off the beginning with some new guys filtering in and new system, new coach, right? And each and every game, we're talking better, knowing the system better. It's only going to get better from here.
You go to face the New York Rangers. You know what they have in that. As you mentioned, you always want to have guys around the net, but it's almost more important with this guy where you guys just have to be there causing havoc around him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a world-renowned goalie in this league. We've scored on him before plenty of times, and we plan to do that tomorrow night for sure. And that's going to be sticking to that same process of, if he can't see it, it's going to go in. So we're going to try to do that tomorrow night, and score some goals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.